are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, how we doing out there? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have had an awesome show tonight going into our third and final hour. We're going to recap all the major stories, plus talk about some new breaking news. We got Donovan working the dials. Would love to hear from you, though. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Call in with your medical questions, your comments, and if you're a little shy, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. And please don't forget to follow us on Twitter. All right. So remember that Ohio couple who said they didn't have enough money to take care of their child, and then they actually were caught, spending money defleeing their dog? Well, they actually did plead guilty. The parents of an 8-year-old Ohio boy who died from Hodgkin's lymphoma have pleaded guilty to denying him medical treatment. 37-year-old Monica Hussein and 40-year-old William Robinson Sr., both of Cleveland, pleaded guilty Monday to attempted involuntary manslaughter. This is heartbreaking. While Robinson collapsed at his home on March 22, 2008, Willie Robinson, okay, is the boy. Prosecutors say he had begged his parents to take him to see a doctor, but was rejected. And his Hodgkin's lymphoma was actually highly treatable. Prosecutors say that while the boy was suffering, the parents claimed financial hardship, but paid $87 to have their pit bull treated for fleas. Ridiculous. According to the plain dealer, each parent faces up to 8 years in prison and sentencing next month. You know, they should also sterilize these people. I think anybody that's that stupid, that can't take care of their child has absolutely no right having another one. That's what I say. Okay. You know, another sad case. Remember there was this little girl who got a peanut allergy in school. This was in Chesterfield County. I'm trying to remember what city this happened in. Well, anyway, little girl had a peanut allergy. The school didn't have an EpiPen, and if they did buy another child, they said they couldn't use it on her. She ends up consuming this peanut, going into full-blown allergy, asphyxiation, dies, all right, anaphylactic shock, and ends up dying. Now, they say what had happened is they found out how it started. She actually was with another kid on the playground, and the other kid was eating some peanuts and offered her one. So she ate the peanut. All right, so it wasn't that it was school lunch. It wasn't a school snack. So, unfortunately, the child died just from, the reaction to the peanut. Now, of course, they're going to probably revamp the school's emergency protocols and emergency medications. And, the school had said, why didn't the mom give us an EpiPen? You know, if the child is that allergic, all the mom said is you could give the kid some Benadryl if she needs it. And the mom's like, why didn't they, start instituting Benadryl? But there's going to be a proposed bill that would encourage states to adopt laws requiring schools to stock EpiPens like they stock bandages and other first aid supplies for any student or staff member in an anaphylactic emergency. And I agree with that, because sometimes you don't know if the child's going to go into full-blown anaphylaxis. You don't know. And if the parents don't have health care and they don't go to the doctor, and then the doctor can't give a prescription, the parents don't fill the prescription, why doesn't the school stock them? They usually last. I think the expiration is about a year, and it happens rare. You just need a couple of them. It's not like you have to spend a lot of money to stock them. The average EpiPen is $40. So for $80, you could have two EpiPens per school year, that you could just have and just restock them every year, make sure they're fresh. But it's a shame, because it was just a little girl that received her, that was just a little girl that, took a peanut. Okay, now, in the news today, they were talking about which is better for babies, breast milk or formula milk. Well, we've all always thought, okay, breast milk. But they say, look, okay, sometimes formula milk may be better for the baby, especially if they're fussy. They say a study of British infants found those who were breastfed actually cried more. laughed less, smiled less, and were harder to soothe and get off to sleep than those who drank formula. The Cambridge researchers, however, say the irritability linked to breastfeeding is only natural and not a sign of stress or even hunger. Now, babies bond. I mean, babies get their antibodies. I wouldn't even think of a mom trying to, you know, soothe their kid, just give them a bottle. But you know what? I do have to admit, when I finally stopped breastfeeding my kids and I gave them bottle, they slept better. They were much easier to deal with. You know, maybe they pick up stress hormones from the mom. You know, maybe they really don't like the idea of breastfeeding. I don't know. But I found that fascinating because as much as I disagree with, I don't want to say disagree, but as much as I encourage breastfeeding, and I think it definitely has so much more merits and so much more benefits than bottle feeding, I do have to say, yeah, my kids did a heck of a lot better when they got off the boob. So, and I did better. I slept. So, kind of interesting study. All right. Now, they were talking about in the news today that herbal medicines for arthritis may not actually be all that they say they are. Now, you know, I think herbal medicines are cool. I would love for people to not be on the anti-inflammatories and the Tylenol like they take. But, you know, researchers looked at devil's claw, cat's claw, ginger, nettle, rosehip, turmeric, willow bark, Indian frankincense, vegetable extracts of avocado, soybean oils, and they said there's really no studies saying it, you know, it decreases arthritis pain. You know, the glucosamine, chondroitin, a lot of people like that. I mean, how I feel is, look, you know, if you like the chondroitin, the glucosamine, you say it helps. You know, as long as your liver and kidneys are good and it's not hurting you, I'm okay with it. You know, some people say they do. You know, because keep in mind, you know, anti-inflammatories can hurt the liver, hurt the kidneys, hurt the stomach lining as well. It just, unfortunately, we still don't have any good studies saying you could use these herbal supplements. And, of course, why? You lose the cartilage. How do you get that back with devil's claw? You know, makes some sense. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29 for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
1-800-497-8345. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So, you know, we talk about arthritis a lot on the show, and I know many of us have it. And, you know, we talk about why, and just to quickly review, you have a certain amount of cartilage in between your bones, so you don't have that much friction. If it was bone on bone, you couldn't move. And the cartilage in between your bones, whether it's elbow or shoulder, hip, knee, provide a cushion and provide shock absorption, all right? Because as you walk, it puts a lot of forces on your back and on your spine and on your, you know, skull. And so you need the cartilage to provide shock absorption. The less cartilage you have in your joints, the worse it is for the rest of your body. Which is why people that say they have bad knees, they don't just have bad knees. They also have either bad ankles, bad hips, bad back. It does. It's contagious because of the way the physics is when you walk. So most of us have arthritis, and the arthritis we type of that we have is the osteoarthritis, the wear and tear of the cartilage. And as you wear and tear the cartilage, you really can't grow it back. You don't grow it back. So when they say you could take devil's claw or cat claw and ginger and rose hip, that's not going to give you your cartilage back. It's not. Now, I could understand decrease of inflammation to not worsen the arthritis, because this is what happens. You wear and tear on the cartilage, and then sometimes the wear and tear and the little tears of the cartilage or some of the bone starting to hit other bone causes inflammation. When you get the inflammatory juices that go into the knee or go into the shoulder, etc., that starts to cause damage in itself.
start getting osteophytes and other issues and arthritis growth. So sometimes some of these natural, you know, treatments or options that you can get over the counter try and decrease the inflammation. That's why we also prescribe naproxen or Aleve or Motrin, you know, ibuprofen, because we want to decrease the inflammation by using anti-inflammatories. So I don't want to say that a lot of these complementary medicines and alternative medicines out there are worthless, but we also need to say it like it is. All right, these medicines, none of them are going to get your cartilage back. Okay, we can't do that yet. Now, there was a British woman where what they did was they took a piece of her cartilage out, grew it in a lab, made it six times the size, put it back on her knee, okay, and they're trying that out. That's great. An autologous cartilage transplant, that's cool. That's cool. So that's an option. But, you know, right now all we're doing is trying to decrease the arthritis, clean up some of the fraying. When you go in and get arthroscopic surgery and they kind of clean up some of the tears, sometimes they'll fix the meniscal tear, sometimes they'll take the bad piece out. So there's a variety of things they do to slow down worsening of the arthritis and worsening of the pain. But with osteoarthritis, you just get that. With age and sometimes genetically, you're going to be more predisposed than others. Now, there's traumatic arthritis. And, you know, our kids even get that. You sprain your ankle, you swell your knee, then that's called traumatic arthritis. You had trauma to your finger, trauma to your knee. See, arthritis is a general term. Arth is joint, itis is inflammation. Like tonsillitis, inflammation of the tonsils, vaginitis, vaginal infection, epididymitis, inflammation of your epididymis, arthritis, inflammation of the joint. So arthritis is a general term. It's funny, I'll do an x-ray, take an x-ray of a patient. I'm like, yeah, you got some arthritis. They're like, no, how did this happen? And I go, we all get arthritis. It's a general term. It means you have an issue with your joint. That's it. You know, I'm not telling you it's permanent. I'm not telling you it's rheumatism. But it's a general term for an issue with your joints. You could have traumatic arthritis. You could have gouty arthritis. Okay, you have gouty arthritis or gout. You get the gout crystals, uric acid crystals that crystallize, supersaturate, cause a hell of a lot of pain. And then you could have inflammatory arthritis, like from rheumatism or lupus, etc. So there's a variety of different arthritises. But you've experienced arthritis when you sprained your ankle or sprained your knee. That's called traumatic arthritis. So, no, it doesn't shock me that cat's claw and devil's claw, etc., wouldn't help. But I know it is frustrating. The only problem is we can't recommend that you take these medications because we don't know if it's going to interfere with other medicines you have. You could be taking medicines for seizures. You could take medicines for heart. You could take medicine for diabetes. I don't have too much of a problem with chondroitin sulfate because I haven't seen that interfere, but I don't know much about these willow bark and Indian frankincense. I don't know enough. And if it messes with some of the pharmaceuticals you're taking, we can't recommend it. So what I recommend is if you are playing around with any of these medicines and you're liking them, you think they work, you need to talk to your doctor and let them know. Because when you tell the doctor, nope, sorry, I'm not on any medicines, they're like, fine, I'm going to put you on this heart medication. They have no idea that you could have something that could possibly interact. Okay, another study came out today saying three embryos are too many for in vitro fertilization. Really? You think? They say the ideal number of embryos to implant should be one or two and never be more than three. This is a new study that came out. British researchers looked at 124,000 IVF cycles that resulted in 33,000 live births. They say the live birth rate was higher among women of all ages who had two embryos implanted than among those who received one, duh. But women younger than 40, transferring three embryos was associated with a lower birth rate than transferring two. So for some reason, more isn't better. The success rate for women older than 40 who received three embryos was the same for those who received two. All right, so overall, the live birth rate was lower in older women than in younger women, of course, no matter how many embryos were transferred. So when Octomom wanted a hell of a lot of kids, and she said, load me up with, I don't know how many he put in, and then she ended up having eight. I think she was stupid, but that's just me. She couldn't even take care of them. We're paying for her kids. All right, so another study came out today on internet, and does it disrupt your brain connections? It's a small Chinese study that says brains of teenagers who are addicted to the internet have abnormal white matter of the brain. The white matter kind of insulates the brain, you know, between the neurons. It's the white and the gray matter. They say it's not clear if this difference could cause internet addiction or actually be caused by it. So they don't know if kids that have this type of brain look are more addicted in general, or is the internet doing it? All right. But what they did is they did MRIs. And I'm reading this now. Researchers gave MRI brain scans to 17 teenagers who appeared to suffer from internet addiction. Well, who is it? Among other things, the teens said they were preoccupied with the internet, had repeatedly tried to control their use without success, felt restlessness, moody, depressed, or irritable when they tried to cut down. The researchers compared their brain scans to healthy teens, 16 healthy teens of the same ages. Scientists found that those teens who appeared to have internet addiction had impaired white matter connecting the parts of the brain that deal with issues like decision making. All right. So what do we take from this? Well, one, it's a small study. Okay. Number two is society is making us addicted to the computer. Look, we're supposed to get all our messages. Right. We're supposed to get emails. We're supposed to get messages. We're supposed to get information, look up information. I mean, my radio show email, message line and emails, again, they go through the computer. This is where we get most of our news. If we don't have time at work to watch the news, we go online to get our news. All right. So, you know, now it's not so much people addicted to the internet, you know, being like addicted to chocolate or drugs. You know, we as a society are forced to go to the computer for our work, for our family life, for our news. I mean, we're you know, basically chained to our computer. Yeah, you know, I don't know how they did radio shows in the past. You had to probably wait for the newspaper to come out, and then you'd go through the newspaper. I mean, I get information all over the world, from India, from Great Britain, from Israel, to talk to you guys about. I love the fact that I could access the internet. So if the internet was shut down, like, remember we were talking about a blackout, how the internet may have that blackout because they're fighting the SOPA law in Congress right now against piracy. And, you know, some of the rules and regulations in this legislation, if they do the blackout, I can't work. I could probably still see patients because we're not electronic. All right. Even though the search engines would be blacking out, I wouldn't so much be computers, electricity. I could still see patients because I have the charts. But no, I want to be able to communicate with most people. I have to go back to the, you know, the phone and all that. I mean, we'd live. But yes, people are getting edgy. So, you know, there's an argument that more and more people that rely on the computer day in and day out on their smartphone are addicted to it. This is how we communicate now. You know, I probably haven't talked to my sister. I probably talked to my sister a couple times a year, but we Facebook and text and email. You know, it's a different society now. So if they want to say it changes the brain, I don't know if it's so much the addiction as much as maybe it's the waves coming from the screen. Maybe it's the, you know, the light, the pixels. I don't know. I don't know. But do I think we're overdoing it with the computer? Absolutely. In the last 3-4 years, especially with the social media surge, we have become chained to our computer. I don't know how to fix it. Even our TVs are computers now. You could surf your TV. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You know, a lot of us were just scratching our head today when we saw that there's many, I guess, thousands of people out there that would like Mattel to make another Barbie doll. Now, there's plenty of Barbie dolls out there, right? We got astronaut Barbie. We got, I think, accountant Barbie. I think there's even a Dahlia Barbie, right? But they want Mattel to make a Kimmo Barbie, where you have Barbie bald, and I guess give her multiple wigs. I don't even think they've even gone that far into figuring out how they would do this, but it's to show support of children with cancer. Now, I think it's really nice to give kids, you know, with cancer toys that are in the hospital going through treatment, and I think a Barbie doll that they could play with and identify with and, you know, work with the wigs, I think it's cool. I think it'd be a nice thing to do. I don't think you need to force Mattel to mass produce thousands upon thousands of these things. I don't think the average child really needs to play with a chemotherapy doll, you know, raising awareness For cancer is a nice thing to do, but I mean, at what age are we going to bombard our kids with this? You know, I started talking to my children early about cancer because of what we, you know, was going on in the family. And, they were very confused and very scared. You don't know how the child will absorb it. You know, children think very differently and very logically too. You know, a child could think, well, if you lose your hair, are you also going to lose your eyes or your eyeballs going to fall out? Some children think the hair comes out, then your head falls off. You know, kids don't understand. All right. They don't understand. And they, you know, even my kids now, even though they're older, they're 11 and 9, when they hear the term cancer, whatever I might have said as objectively and academically and kitten gloving it still probably wasn't the most ideal, because still when they hear cancer, they freak out. They do. Now, I know there's a St. Baldwick's that they do in school where kids can shave their heads and show support and help kids that have cancer, you know, feel good about it. And again, you know, it's nice to make, you know, it's nice to help kids with cancer. I still think, you know, they'd rather play with toys and rather, you know, have goodies and things like that. You know, I don't think schools have to completely shave their head, but it's a nice gesture, you know. I mean, but we really need to, I guess, be very, very careful when we're dealing with younger children and we talk about issues like that, because some of them, they just don't understand. They don't get the right idea. You know, I mean, you know, one child had a spot, like a little freckle. And I guess this child was, you know, taught about melanoma or something was going on and tried to cut the freckle out. You know, these kids can freak out. You just don't know how they're going to take it. So should there be a chemo Barbie? Probably not. Right, I really am not a huge fan of that, you know, but again, that's just what society is. We just have to, you know, we just have to, everybody's politically correct and everybody, I mean, you know, do they have a lesbian Barbie? Do they? And how would they dress a lesbian Barbie? You see, I don't think they should do that either, because, you know, lesbians dress the way heterosexuals do. Heterosexuals and homosexuals, you know, I mean, we dress the same. So, yeah, it's interesting. It's just, you know, interesting. Now, this was kind of shocking. North Korea is going to be punishing those that didn't mourn the death of Kim Jong-il appropriately. Yes. Now, remember, we were watching on the news when Kim Jong-il died. You really didn't see much. You know, you didn't see people crying. You didn't see whatever. And I remember people were joking on the news stations. I think Shepard Smith was saying, you know, if anybody has any footage of somebody crying, you know, at the loss, please forward it. And then all of a sudden, a day or two later, you saw people bawling and screaming and tearing their clothes and falling all over the ground. And you're like, what? Really? You know, I mean, nobody did that when JFK was assassinated. You saw people cry, but you didn't see these massive wailings. Well, they say North Korean authorities have begun to punish citizens who did not display enough sadness at his death. The Daily NK, an online newspaper based in South Korea and run by opponents of the North Korean government, said it learned from a source in North Hamgyong province that, quote unquote, the authorities are handing down at least 6 months in a labor training camp to anybody who did not participate in the organized gatherings during the mourning period, or who did participate but didn't cry and didn't seem genuine. Okay, did you guys hear that? In the organized gatherings. So they were organized. We knew it. So whoever didn't come to the gatherings are in trouble. And whoever came but didn't cry and didn't seem genuine. So if you were not a good enough actor, you could be busted. What do? You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I'm sure somebody came to one of these gatherings and they were like, okay, what are we supposed to do? I was late to the orientation. What are we supposed to do? And I know they were looking around and they were seeing everybody. Am I supposed to hit the ground? Am I supposed to hit the wall? What am I supposed to do? They probably caught one of those schmoes on camera, and that guy's getting busted because he wasn't on his hands and knees screaming and crying. All right. Daily NK also said the source reported that those critical of the country's dynastic system, which saw Kim replaced by his son Kim Jong-un. Remember, Kim Jong-un is the, he was the third choice for the Kim Jong-il regime. Remember, he's the video game player. Pew, pew, pew. Remember, the first son got busted trying to sneak into Tokyo on a fake passport to go to Tokyo Disneyland, so he didn't get the job. The second son they thought was too feminine, so he didn't get the job. So the third son, Kim Jong-il, was playing Xbox at the time and said, "You're up." Okay. So the Daily NK also said that that those critical of the country's dynastic system were being sent to re-education camps or banished with their families to remote areas. I got to tell you, the country's sick. In addition, the paper said the source reported public trials were being held for those who attempted to leave North Korea during the mourning period for Kim, and even for those who used mobile phones to call out. I got to tell you, just thank God we're in America. It's scary, and I pray for those people oppressed over there. But I wouldn't want to be over there, especially now with their new leader, who is very well versed on video game trauma and video game assault. Okay, I don't know if he has a good perspective on the military and on how you mobilize troops appropriately, or the UN, or, you know, certain laws that you must follow. I don't know. All right, so then what's going on here in America? Well, we have the L.A. Council moving closer to requiring condoms and porn. While North Korea is dealing with this, them getting busted and being banished and sent to camps if they didn't mourn properly, here we are debating whether the porn stars should wear a condom. Los Angeles City Council has given preliminary approval in an 11-1 vote to a pioneering local government effort to require porn actors to wear condoms during the film shoots. Okay, the ordinance tentatively approved Tuesday would mandate that those seeking permits to film adult movies in the city would require the use of condoms on the set and impose a fee to cover the costs of enforcement. So what are they going to do? Well, they're all going to come to Nevada probably, try to do the filming in the desert, and then say, all right, come back. All right, it is the first ordinance of its kind. I'm sure it is. But they want to enforce safe sex. I'm actually surprised that I always thought that was probably the most deadly thing they could do, having these porn actors do what they're doing, especially with somebody having AIDS. And already we've known HIV-positive porn stars. And then they say, oh, yeah, but we tested everybody 6 weeks later. 6 weeks? That's not enough. If you've been exposed to HIV, you need to be tested right then and there. Then 6 months later, the test could be negative for 6 months. What are they thinking? All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. What's this country going to? Coming to.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. While supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And I do have a Facebook fan page. Please like me there. If you like the fan page, you get all the medical updates, news updates, pictures, etc. Bruce Almighty, I love the movie Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey. Another sequel coming. You see what they do when they can't think of anything new? They just go back to good movies and then make sequels. They just keep, you know, rehashing the same stuff. But I particularly like this one, so I'm pretty happy. So sometimes you will see some entertainment news on my Facebook stuff, like I guess Halle Berry is getting married for the third time now to Kylie Minogue's ex, Oliver Martinez, I think it is, you know. So sometimes I will stray from the medical stuff and give you some entertainment news. Or, you know, this was interesting with Iran today. And they think
well, you know, people in the nuclear, I guess, research division in Iran have been getting picked off. You guys heard about this? A bomber on a motorcycle killed a scientist from Iran's Natanz uranium enrichment site and his bodyguard driver on Wednesday. From what I understood, two motorcycles came up to the car, planted something on the car, drove off, and then remotely detonated a bomb. All right? They say this is the fourth such attack reported in 2 years. And after the previous episodes, Iran accused the United States and Israel of responsibility. The White House condemned the attack and denied any responsibility. For now, Israel that hasn't really responded. And, you know, and you know what? If Israel did do it, you know, they're going to take matters in their own hands. All right? If nobody's going to care about Iran building a nuclear weapon and threatening they're going to use it on Israel, I mean, of course Israel's going to take things into their own hands. Why are they shocked by this? So, again, I will keep you posted on any up-to-date news. They say this assassination was very similar to some of the other ones done in previous years. So already relations are very, very tense right now in the Middle East. And somebody is picking off these nuclear scientists trying to stop the nuclear program from continuing. So we'll keep you posted as things merge with that. Okay, so are hospitals too loud for patients to sleep? Well, according to the World Health Organization recommendation, hospital rooms should only be about 30 to 40 decibels. But researchers found that one hospital reported that the average noise in patients' rooms was close to 50 decibels and sometimes spiked as high as 80, which is too loud. I mean, that's like the sound of a chainsaw. Now, this study was done out of the University of Chicago. Hospital environment is supposed to be a restful environment, but looks like not happening in most cases. In a study of about 100 adult patients at their medical center, Dr. Vineet Arora and her colleagues found the noise levels in patient rooms at night tended to be lower than during the day, but almost always exceeded recommendations for average and maximum noise level. Much of that extra noise was due to talking between doctors and nurses. Maybe the Dr. Dahlia show is going on in the background. But the loudest interruptions were from alarms and intercoms. Higher maximum noise levels, they said, in individual rooms were linked to deep disruptions in their occupants. Well, of course, you never get sleep in the hospital. They slept usually maybe an hour at a time, very restless, very poor quality sleep, and you wonder why they don't get better? All right. So patients and families can ask doctors to close their room doors when they leave. That may help, telling people to shut the heck up. Of course, you could maybe close the blinds so you could get some sleep during the day. You know, but the phones are really loud in the hospital. I always get nervous whenever I want to talk to a patient. You know, I'm thinking they'll get the nurse and the nurse will, you know, talk to the patient for me. They're like, no, I'll ring up the patient room. And the phone is so loud, it practically gives the patient a heart attack. So I agree. There should be some changes going on in these hospitals. Okay. Also in the news today, we talked about how a doctor in Connecticut is going to possibly face a reprimand and fine after administering radiation 29 times to the wrong side of the patient's face. All right. Connecticut doctor could face $5,000 fine. Dr. Richard Shumway, an oncologist at St. Francis Hospital in Hartford, apparently he had been treating a patient for a possible tumor in the mouth. And the 29th session, they finally figured out that they were giving the radiation to the left side when the actual tumor was on the right. Now, of course, they told the patient, my bad. They told the patient it's going to be a makeup plan, and a new plan will be implemented. Yeah, like makeup homework, a makeup day. Yeah, we're going to make these 29 sessions up. Another doctor, though, that did act as a health department consultant, reviewed the case and said, look, even though these excess treatments were a deviation from the standard of care, the final plan and patient's outcome were fairly similar to what could have been expected, though a different daily dosage over time. So basically, when they corrected the problem, the doctor said it really didn't hurt them getting the treatment on the other side of the mouth. But, you know, we were talking about, really, people, really, really, can you be wrong 29 times? And it's because somebody just looks in the chart and they just go back and say, all right, left side, and they just follow. Nobody talks to the patient, talk to the patient. And patients, raise your hand and go, look, guys, my mouse is here. You know, we don't want to insult people. I get that. But, you know, you could very nicely say, look, I just want to make sure you're giving it to me on the right side of my mouth. You know, you're allowed to do that. Now, a study today we talked about on the show was looking at surgeons and how old should your surgeon be for you to get the best type of surgical care. Now, apparently, the study came out saying you don't want them too young and you don't want them too old. You want them just right. So the study came out saying your surgeon should hopefully be between 35 and 50 years old to provide the safest care. Now, when I read this, I'm like, are you kidding me? Because I know many 60-year-old surgeons that are good. I know many 30-year-old surgeons that are good. But the study was a very tiny study, looked at only 28 surgeons in France. They looked at 3,500 thyroidectomies. It's a surgery where you take out the thyroid. And they looked at any complications that happen within the first couple days, up to 6 months, like cutting the recurrent laryngeal nerve that causes hoarseness, hypoparathyroidism, damage to the parathyroid glands that can cause calcium level shortages, cramping, twitching, etc. So they looked at that, and they found less complications happened if you were between the ages of 35 and 50. Now, remember, it's a small study. We're only talking about a few dozen doctors. And they were in France, and we talked about this. You know, French people drink, you know, more maybe, you know. Maybe some people after having alcohol all these years, you know, maybe that could affect it. We don't know. It was too small a study for us to surmise or guess. But, you know, we talk about this a lot on the show. You know, younger physicians, what do they have that's advantageous? Older physicians, what do they have that's advantageous? And I'll say it really depends. You know, I love the seasoned doctors. I still learn as a doctor myself so much from them. I'm 40. I've been out in practice for 11 years. I think I still need a hell of a lot more years, and I always will. I could be 70, 80 years old, God willing, and I'm still going to feel like I need to know more. You just do in the field of medicine. Yet, when you are younger, you have a lot more energy. You could probably do more, right? Your shoulders may not ache. You know, when you're standing there doing a four-hour surgery, let's say, for example, you know, you may not, you know, you may be able to handle it better than somebody older. So, you know, there's advantages. Plus, you get the newest and the latest and the greatest when you're younger. Although older docs, we still keep ourselves informed, like me. I mean, I am spending hours every day reading up on the newest, you know, information. So, honestly, when you take a look at the study, I would just say, look, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Don't go to your older doctor saying, the news said you're too old just because you're over 50. That's wrong. But look at your doctor. If your doctor's 85 years old and has a tremor, you may not want to let him hold the scalpel. Right? If your younger doctor is looking everything up in a book in front of you, you know, asking you how to hold the scalpel, he may be too young. But, you know, for the most part, I've seen good and bad with both. All right. Finally, in today's news, marathon runners who have been taking a pretty big hit, you know, with a few people dropping at the end of the marathon or in the middle of the marathon with heart. The study came out saying, look, for the most part, you're good. It only happens one in 184,000 people. So don't freak out if you're a marathon runner that you're going to have a heart attack. My recommendation, Dr. Dahlia, have a heart doctor take a peek at you. Do an ultrasound stress test just so you know you're good. But no, I don't think anyone has to panic. All right, guys, great show tonight. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.